Always love these days.
You can get free Chick-fil-A this Tuesday, July 9th, but only if you have a cow costume handy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A, free chicken today.
Customers wearing cow attire get a free Chick-fil-A entree, and that includes your little ones who can get a free kids meal. The 15th annual Cow Appreciation Day starts when the restaurant opens through 7 p.m.
Yeah, so yes. Like every day is like some sort of national like holiday. So Cow Appreciation Day. Have you ever milked a cow?
I have not. I milked a fake cow. A couple years ago on the parade, the Pegasus parade, I came across the Kentucky Proud float that had but the teats were rubbery. So they felt realistic, I bet.
I feel like you seem like a worldly woman and someone who would have previously milked a cow?
I look like someone that might have milked a cow.
Have you ever milked a cow? Do they have cows in Florida?
Yeah, we have cows in Florida, but no, I have not had the privilege to milk a cow or a fake cow. So,
am I the only one in this room that's actually put my hands around the teats of a real live cow and squeezed its milk out to nourish the family?
All your hands like that.
It takes a technique.
I'm sure it does. And are you gentle yet firm?
You have to be.
Okay.
You have to be. No, and you say that in jest, but it's true. Like
no, it's sensitive. I get it.
Like here, hold out your thumbs. I'll show you.
You're not gonna milk my thumbs. You're not milking my thumbs.
Why not?
Milk cat's thumbs.
I know you better than I know cat. Let me milk your thumbs.
I don't want you to milk my thumbs.
Here, hold your thumbs up like this. What? Haven't you ever played cards?
Oh, no.
I've done that. Milk the cow. Here, I'm going to show you.
There was a song and you'd milk each other's thumbs.
Not like thumbs up.
What? That's
like
what?
That? Like thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down because those are like the teats.
Oh, God.
Kind of like you're cracking your knuckles.
Why am I doing this? This is awkward. Don't get video of this.
Because it's Cow Appreciation Day. And so I asked, you know, have you ever milked a cow? So now you'll be able to...
Just milk me now. God.
I hate myself.
Milk me now.
I hate me. Stop. Oh, God.
Milk me now.
Well, just get it over with.
All right.
I'm sure that's what the cow said.
So you have to grip.
This is so
you have to grip
gross.
Up here. You kind of have to grip up at the. I don't even know where you start. What you would call this at the base of the teat?
At the base of the teat.
Yeah. You have to kind of grip up there and then squeeze down like that.
Is it painful? Don't you have to like do pull down?
No. You don't pull. You don't yank.
You just squeeze.
How would that feel, Kelly?
I don't know.
How would that feel if someone pulled and yanked? You have to be gentle but firm. So you have to.
So you just squeeze and release?
Are there any farmers who can confirm my technique?
Oh my God! You say it to Kelly as though she has been milked like a cow.
I have no experience.
Humans and cows are different.
The milking experience I went through when I had children was different.
I know. I'm not talking about humans. I'm talking about cows.
But I'm just saying. I haven't been in that position.
You've got to grip the teat at the base and then kind of like with the rest of your hand, massage it down, and then it shoots it out into the pan.
This does not sound comfortable for the cow. Yeah. Like, are they relaxed during it? Are they stressed out?
No, absolutely not. The cows need... How am I the only one who knows all this cow knowledge?
Are you a farmer in a cow's life?
How do I know this cow knowledge and you not? No, the cow has to be relaxed in order to give you the
best
milk.
So great.
Debbie texts in, milk me now. OMG, I'm dying. Imagine tuning in and hearing that for the first time. Yeah, welcome to the show, friends.
Greg says you're milking this bit.
Andy tweets in, I'm dying. Milk me now, LOL. Dead. Dusty tweets, was at the gas station with my door open.
Oh, gosh.
and Ben and Kelly show on the radio. Suddenly I hear, milk me now. LOL. I had to laugh and shut the door. Hey, listen.
Oh, gosh. People that don't understand.
Listen.
There's so many.
We don't think about the collateral damage sometimes about our conversations when we're talking about what it's like when Ben's demonstrating what it's like to milk a cow on my thumbs.
Listen. These are magical moments you can find. Real magical moments here on the show.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX.